Blog Talk Radio.
Amiga, perdona si hoy me meto en tu vida, pero te estoy sintiendo tan perdida, sin recordar que todo terminó. Amiga, bajo el telón que cierra el fin del acto, no aceptas que la historia ha terminado, de todo aquello nada te restó. Y el hombre por quien te desesperas y a quien llamas, aquel que siempre buscas en tu cama, hace mucho tiempo te olvidó. Olvida, remóntate tu vida urgentemente, el tiempo pasa y un día de repente te ves llorando el tiempo que pasó.
Agradezco por sufrir conmigo, intento verme libre y no consigo. Él era tantas cosas para mí. A veces yo pienso tanto en ello que me olvido, que cualquier día pierdo tus sentidos por no aceptar que el sueño terminó. Mi juventud perdiera en este intento, en aguas de este llanto, me perdonas si guardo tu consejo sin oír. Amigo, él es lo que el aire que me falta y no respiro, ahogándome en silencio si no está.
Amiga, si quieres desahogar, cuenta conmigo. Si quieres llorar, lloro contigo. Amigo, para todo estoy aquí. amiga.
Hello, hello. You have the floor. How you doing, guys? I hope you are doing wonderfully today. And happy solar eclipse, okay? I hope you guys are going through it in safety. And I am back. It's been a while. I know it's been a minute here and there, okay? And I want to say hello to all that are listening. In a second, I'm going to open. Hello, guys. I hope you were able to hear me. Sorry about that. Got disconnected. And it seemed like somebody don't want somebody else to hear the message that I have for them today. Anyway, I am going to open the phone lines. And I'm going to state the last four digits of your phone number, okay? Because a lot of people's phone number starts, you know, with the same way at the beginning, just the last one, four ones. And just state your name and the city, state, or country that you are calling from, okay? So, but anyway, I hope you guys had a wonderful, well, your week is going wonderfully and looking forward to your weekend and things like that. And every once in a while, I'll open the phone lines, not all the time, but make sure that to follow my show, okay? Follow my show so you know when I'm on, okay? And just ask a question, okay? And if you want like a full blowout reading for like an hour, you can always go to my website and book it yourself. And all the information you need is on my the Block Talk Radio profile. You can email me or you can go to the website and book it yourself, the booking page, okay? And for Mother's Day, I am having a $10 off, okay, every private reading, okay, spiritual reading that I'm doing, okay? Make sure you email me first. If the website is not giving you that $10, make sure you email me, and then I'll make sure that I forward you the code, and then you can get the $10 off, okay, because mothers are very important to me, and I don't care who it is. Every woman is a mother in one way or the other, okay? So, because the, you know, the women are very nurturing, so they are mothers after all. Even if they don't bear their own children naturally, but every woman is a mother naturally. Okay, I'm going to take the first call here. It's 9049. That's the last four digits of your phone. 9049. Make sure you state your name, the country or the city, states you're calling from, okay? Not your address. I appreciate it. Thank you. Hold on.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Tony, and I am calling from city is San Antonio.
Okay, Pauline, you have the floor. Ask your question, and I'll hear the question, and then I'll answer you, okay? Go on.
So my question is, what do you see as far as my career or anything as far as my upcoming love life?
Okay. First, your career. You are currently, or you are working for someone else at the moment?
I am employed, yes.
Yes, for someone else, right? You're working for someone
Correct.
Else?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and I'm seeing like you're not fully satisfied where you are, or you feel as though, I wouldn't say like stranded, I would like something like, how do you say this, stall, or you feel like as far as career, you're not moving anywhere forward.
Yeah, I've been in the same position for 2 years. I did apply for other positions, so hopefully there's going to be some changes since we're moving, so I'm hoping for new openings.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the word here. The way that you are feeling and the way that your career is feeling. Anyway, I'll remember in a second. It's not really stalling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stagnant. That's what I mean. Stagnant, right?
Stagnant. Yes.
What? Yes. Stagnant. That's their name. Okay. So, but you know you can do better than this, right? You are a very talented person. Okay. So what I'm saying is that what your spirit guide wants you to do, they're giving you advice here. They would like you to. This is something that have crossed your mind here and there, for you to become self-employed. Okay. To have something on your own going on by yourself.
I wouldn't even know what to do.
What are you good at? What kind of talent do you have?
I've always worked in the medical field, so I really enjoy it, what I do. I'm actually,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, if you work in the medical field, that means that you love to help people, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you love to help people, there are so many things you can do on your own in the medical field. But I'm not saying for you to go out and do it like tomorrow or today, but it's something to consider, right? Because, okay, there are two ways you can go. This is two ways I'm seeing, okay? I'm seeing like a hospital. Okay, I don't know, maybe when you move, have you considered like working for a hospital, like a big
That's
hospital?
That's exactly where I work.
Okay.
I work at a hospital.
Yeah, okay. So wherever you're going, I'm still seeing this hospital, okay? But it's going to be like a major hospital. I don't know if it's like a private hospital, like where people with money goes to, you know, check in, you know, things like that. Not all hospitals are the same. You know that, right? Just
mm-hmm.
like you know not all hotels are the same, right? Okay?
Yes.
So, because after all, if this is your decision alone. So if you take the hospital route, I'm seeing that you're gonna get something better that's gonna pay wise much better, where your hours are gonna be more flexible. This is what I'm seeing for you. Okay.
So I identify at the hospital actually.
Can you say that again? I didn't hear you. Can you speak up, please?
I applied at the hospital.
Oh, okay. Well, this is what I'm seeing. So the pay is going to be better, and the hours are going to be more flexible. I don't know about your hours now. Do you like to work daytime, nighttime? But I'm going to see like a combination. Huh?
Uh-huh. I work 8 to 5 weekends off.
Okay, yeah, and this is what I see. Yeah. But it's gonna the schedule here is gonna be more like flexible. It's gonna be up to you. They're gonna give you the leeway if you wanna work daytime, if you wanna work nighttime or afternoon. That's how I see it,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. Okay, 1 second here. Hold on. Okay, and okay, at this hospital that you're going to go, I'm seeing that you're going to meet two different type of people there as far as dating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have options here, okay, between two guys.
Mm-hmm.
So the ball is in your court, okay?
Oh, okay. That's a good thing, I think.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Of course it's a good thing, okay? you're going to have two guys that's basically going to be chasing you, but not in a bad way, okay? Not obsessive, but just want to take you out, get to know you. And you're going to want to get to know them too as well to see which one is going to be a better match for you.
Mm-hmm. And when would that be?
This is going to be this year, before the end of the year. I would say around October, November sometime. But it's going to be in your work of place of work. This is what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay.
Just have an open mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the last person you were with, your heart was broken?
Yes.
Well, go on. Talk to me.
Well, infidelity.
Mm-hmm. So because I'm seeing like he walked away. So he walked away in the sense that he walked towards somebody else. This is what I'm seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your name is Pauline, right? Pauline, right?
No, it's Tony. Tony.
Colleen. Okay. Okay. Also.
Tony.
Also what?
T-O-N-I.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. What the advice I want to give you also, you need to learn how to put your foot down a little bit more, okay? You're too soft.
Mm-hmm.
You're a very gentle person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And people think that they can just walk all over you, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in relationships, right?
Uh-huh.
And you tend to
maybe.
Be very...
But maybe
yeah.
My partner, yeah.
Yeah. You have that submissive personality, and it's not gonna work if you're trying really to, you know, you have to be strong, because you know the women are very strong. Yes, we are soft and gentle. It's okay to be like that, but you need to let the other person know the certain things you're not gonna put up with.
And let me ask you. I know you mentioned infidelity. That person. Do you know if he already knew her before? Does it say anything about that?
If it what?
If that person knew her before?
Did you know him before?
Yeah, like my past relationship.
Mm-hmm. You saying, was it someone you knew before? What do you mean? Was it
yes.
someone you grew up
someone,
with?
Someone that he knew. Uh-huh. Someone that he knew
yes.
before.
Right. You knew that person in childhood, right?
No.
Like, what do you mean you know you before? I don't understand.
No, I'm asking you, I know I mentioned that my previous relationship ended because of infidelity. And
right.
Because you went with somebody else. But I'm asking if he knew that other person.
Oh, did he know the other person?
Mm-hmm.
You mean did your ex know that other woman
yes.
before?
Yes.
Oh, this is what
yes.
you mean. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me check real quick. I usually don't check other people's energy, third parties, because I don't do that. But let me see something real quick. Let's just say this is somebody he knew for a while. Here and there, you know, like there could have been somebody they ran into each other, here and there, but not really having a relationship. You understand?
Mhm.
Yeah.
And you think he's gonna try to come back?
Why would you want him back? This is the time for you
no,
to
I'm...
focus on yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. 2024, the solar eclipse is here. You know, just focus on yourself, Lars. Focus on loving yourself and focus on becoming more of a warrior. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
put your foot down.
Like a fighter.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Be stronger. Be meaner.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. Okay.
More empowered, you mean?
Yeah. You know, set boundaries and let them know, hey, sucker, you're not going to walk over me. You know what I'm saying? Like, be, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's your gentle soul. That's what it is. So people assume they can take advantage of you. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any other questions?
I just want to know if I'm going to be okay financially, basically.
Okay, let me look for you real quick here. Okay. Okay, this year, 2024, they want you to start doing some investment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No risk investment. You don't need to start at the stock market. There are other places where you can start investing where it's not like a high risk type of thing. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can start like with $50, $100, you know, things like that.
Okay.
And this is what they want you to start doing. And
okay.
Yeah, because if you start doing the investment this year and not wait, in the next 5 years, you should be okay, you know?
Okay.
Okay, even invest in other people, start up, like invention, you know, always people, you know, have invention.
Mm-hmm.
You can start like that.
Yes.
And invest like $3, you know, $5, you know, something
mm-hmm.
like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And also another thing also, no matter who you are dating, do not go 50-50 with any man, okay? No matter who you are dating, if they don't have any money to invest in you, do not date them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Don't.
Don't settle.
No, don't settle at all. No. Why should you? You're a beautiful person. Why?
I agree. You shouldn't have
to
settle.
Yeah. You're a beautiful soul. Why you want to, you know, you should not settle at all. I'm letting you know. If you were an ugly person, I would have told you that too as well, you know. No, don't settle. No.
And normally, like, this changes, like, how time frame and stuff like that, I know. There's always, like,
It's going to be this year. It's going to be this year, you know. And when you go into that new job, you know, maybe, you know, you want to get, like, a makeover. Maybe, I don't know, change your hair color. You know, do something.
Yeah.
To yourself.
I'm actually
okay,
working
yeah.
on that.
Okay.
I'm trying to go through my hair.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know. Get a microblading, you know, with your eyebrow, and, you know, do something. And treat yourself, pamper yourself for once, you
yeah.
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me see what else I'm seeing here. And yeah, and then also I'm also seeing here, like, if a man wants to take you, if they don't have any money to spend on you, they don't deserve to be in your company, period.
Mm-hmm.
You are the prize, not them.
Yeah.
So do something with your hair. Do something with your eyebrows, you know. Go get that microblading. Go get it.
I know. I really do need to do something with my hair. I really do.
Yeah,
I already
really,
have my
yeah.
guys coming out. cover your grades. I'm like, oh, I wanted to go natural already. They're like, no.
No. No, I don't believe in that, you know, grow, you know, age gracefully. I don't believe in that. No.
I mean, I was ready to go natural. Like, okay, I'll take my grace.
No.
They're like, no, you need to do something with my, I mean, a couple of people are like, you need to do something with your hair.
Yeah,
like,
okay, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's time, you know, do something with your hair. You know, change the color if you need, maybe slightly change it. You know, just a little bit, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just make the change.
Yes. Yeah. And you can trim the end, you know, just trim it a little bit. Just trim it so it'll be more bouncy. You see?
Yeah. Yes, I definitely need to trim it. Definitely need to trim my hair.
Yes. Yeah.
I just need, I do need a little makeover, to be honest.
Yeah. You know, one life to live.
I definitely do. I kind of let myself a little bit go for a minute.
No. I'm not going to let yourself go. Yeah. And and when you do that, let me tell you something. You're going to have a new attitude, okay? And you know, when the guy comes sometime this year, like I said, you're going to meet actually two guys. Okay, they're going to be fighting for your affection, okay? And just date them. When I say date, I mean just date. Like, you know, you collecting data. You getting to know the person. They are not your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. You are not their girlfriend. You're just getting to know them, right? Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess that sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be...
Yeah, and ask question. Ask them question. Make sure, you know, they're available, you know, they're not married, you know, things like that, you know.
Yeah, because most of them are not.
Yes.
Alrighty then. Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it. And
no problem.
For the best for me.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And you're welcome to email me anytime you want. And just follow the show. Just follow the show so you'll know when I'm on. You see?
Yeah, we'll do. I definitely will. I'm going to look it up right now. And I'll keep you posted
on
how everything goes. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. And the information you need, my email is on my profile on the show. And then, like I said, Mother's Day is coming. And if you want, like, a private reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you want to tell me private stuff, you can book that, and I'll give you like $10 off, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Have a good day,
I'll be talking to you soon. Okay, you too. I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, guys, and know that 2024, it's a year. This is it. You know, this is a year of rebirth. Reborn, being born again. And I'm not talking about like in a religious or a Christian way, not at all, you know, just that, just, you know, being ready, right? Hold on. Gracias a Dios. Gracias.